listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon
on KSL News Radio,
102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
KSL's top story this hour.
Utah home prices are some of the most unaffordable in the entire country.
KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live with details. Adam?
Amanda, if you look at both Utah's median home price and the average Utah's income, our home affordability is third worst in the entire country behind only California and Hawaii. According to a report by BestBrokers.com, at the end of 2023, the median price of a home in Utah was more than $533,000, compared to an average personal income of about $63,000. Western states took 9 of the top 10 spots for worst home affordability in the U.S. If you want to find the most affordable states, head to the Midwest. North Dakota, Iowa, and Illinois led the top 10. Reporting live, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
A family is calling on Salt Lake City to fix their sidewalks after a mother of five died after crashing an electric scooter and hitting her head. Tina Marie tells KSL-TV that her sister, Ashley Peck, leaves behind five children.
She's like the best mother to her kids. They're all that they had is just her.
Ashley was riding a rented scooter Thursday night when she hit a buckle in the sidewalk. The city released a statement saying, quote, "This is a tragic incident, and the city is reviewing the circumstances related to the accident, but cannot comment further."
A Utah woman can escape Haiti's violence and get back to the U.S., but the State Department says her adopted twins cannot come with her. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with a story. Peter?
Yeah, Amanda. Erica Charles is from Provo. She's been raising Haitian twin girls for the last 6 years, but while she's been the legal guardian that whole time, she tells KSL-TV the Haitian government has not officially finalized the adoption process. That's become a very real problem since gangs have thrown Haiti into violence and pushed out the prime minister. Now Charles says her girls have no official passport or travel documents, and the State Department says they can't come back with her and her husband to the United States. They won't be getting any of those documents soon either because the country's adoption agency has been ransacked. Charles tells KSL-TV she has been in contact with Congressman John Curtis, and he says he's working with the State Department to speed up the Charles family's return. Reporting live from Salt Lake City, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Today's the deadline for former President Donald Trump to come up with $464 million in a bond in New York State's fraud case. ABC's Perry Russum has more.
Former President Trump is demanding New York keep its hands off Trump Tower as the state gears up to potentially seize some of his assets. In a fundraising email yesterday, Trump writing, "Trump Tower is mine. You will never seize my property."
Forbes estimates Trump Tower is worth around $371 million. The bond payment is needed to allow the Trump Organization time to appeal the judge's ruling.
Brand new this morning, Boeing's CEO and some other top company executives are stepping down. The company continues to struggle with ongoing safety issues, and they are looking for new leadership. CEO Dave Calhoun released a statement to media outlets saying he will continue to lead the company through the end of the year to help stabilize and position the company for the future.
More than 2 years after Russia invaded Ukraine, one of the millions of Ukrainians the war displaced says he's grateful to have landed safely in Utah.
One night in October, we had like 6 drones who exploded 500 meters away from us.
In spite of those dangers, Anton Podnoby says leaving with his wife and baby was not an easy decision.
It's like, you know, we woke up at like 2:30 a.m. and you hear this sound and, you know, one by one comes in, you know, with 10-minute intervals. And it's like, you know, you cannot sleep your entire night. So it gets on your nerves. And I was like, okay, I mean, I have to protect my family. We have to get out. So that's why we decided that we have to leave.
Anton's full story is on our website at kslnewsradio.com.